for political leaders to give hope and opportunity to laid-off workers. He also asked specifically for sanctions relief, debt forgiveness, and ceasefires. The pontiff prayed for the sick, the dead, the poor, elderly, and refugees, as well as doctors and nurses who have worked to the point of exhaustion and put their own health at risk during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Pope said, "This is no time for self-centeredness because the challenge we are facing is shared by all without distinguishing between persons." Pope Francis celebrated Easter Mass in solitude inside the Basilica and not on St. Peter's Square as usual. It was an odd scene on the holiest day of the Christian calendar, one that will likely be repeated in churches all over the world as governments are cracking down on religious and other gatherings to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. Renowned Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli is giving a Music for Hope solo performance Sunday at the Duomo, an historic cathedral in Milan, Italy. Bocelli said via social media, "On the day in which we celebrate the trust in a life that triumphs, I'm honored and happy to answer C, or yes, to the invitation." The performance is set for 7 p.m. local time in Italy and will be streamed live globally. Organizers say it's to be a message of love, healing, and hope, not just to Italy, but to the entire world. Hope and goodwill in Italy and elsewhere come against the somber backdrop of a world plagued by an ever-growing number of confirmed coronavirus infections. Globally, that number has surged to nearly 1.8 million, with more than 110,000 dead. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the coronavirus, overtaking Bocelli's Italy for the highest death toll in the world. More than 19,000 people have died in Italy. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was released from a London hospital Sunday after being treated in intensive care for the novel coronavirus, but the Prime Minister will not immediately return to work, according to a statement from his office, which added that he would continue his recovery at his country residence. Johnson was admitted to hospital 1 week ago, 10 days after he tested positive for the coronavirus. As he recovers, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has been filling in. In multiple messages on social media, 10 Downing Street has wished Britons a happy Easter Sunday, reminding them that churches remain closed and lockdowns are still in effect. Britain faces grim projections that the country could be the worst affected in Europe by the coronavirus. The death toll in Britain climbed to 9,875 over the weekend, with over 900 deaths reported Saturday. The Trump administration views May 1st as a target date for relaxing stay-at-home restrictions across the U.S. That's what Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said on Sunday, but he cautioned it was still too early to say that target would be met. "We see light at the end of the tunnel," Hahn told ABC News. However, he added, "there are many factors to take into account to finally determine when it will be safe to lift the restrictions." The world's top oil-producing countries will meet via video conference Sunday, a source close to OPEC said, as they try to address plummeting crude prices due to the coronavirus crisis. The Saudi-led OPEC group and their allies agreed early Friday that major oil producers, except Mexico, would cut output by 10 million barrels per day between May and June in a bid to support falling prices. The United States then reached a deal with lone holdout Mexico to reduce its output by 100,000 BPD. The Taliban says it will release a first group of 20 prisoners Sunday, effectively moving forward a crucial swap with the Afghanistan government aimed at kickstarting peace talks between Afghan parties to the war. The insurgent announcement follows the release of 300 Taliban prisoners over the past few days, including 100 freed on Sunday by the government. The prisoner exchange is part of a landmark February 29th deal the United States signed with the Taliban with the goal of finding a negotiated end to the Afghan war, now in its 19th year. Progress towards ending hostilities in Afghanistan is considered crucial because of the looming coronavirus outbreak. The war-ravaged country confirmed Sunday the pandemic has infected more than 600 Afghans and killed at least 18. The Kabul government and the Taliban have launched separate counter-COVID-19 campaigns in areas under their control. But international stakeholders have called for both to cease violence and work together.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.